Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
Back goes Mookie. Mookie to the track in front of the Red Sox bullpen. He leaps and he took a home run away.
But
comes Jackie Bradley Jr. He dives and he makes a sensational grab.
Man, I'm supposed to get excited. Texas.
A wall ball double Benintendi and the Red Sox lead it 8-4.
Texas sucks.
Okay, but don't deny.
With Glenn, Lou, and Christian.
Do I think that talking about a baseball game from the night before is interesting? I do not. I'm sorry. Lou does.
This segment
sucks.
This is important.
You know, should write the media column?
Like 3 weeks.
Lou. I mean, obviously, he's, you know.
Lou who?
Lou-less Joe Jackson. He's technically illiterate.
No more peace talks. It's war right now. No more peace talks.
You are an idiot.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
They also, by the way, misspell windows. It's W-I-N-D-O-W-W-N-I-D. They got it wrong.
Go ahead. They're going to roll.
Unbelievable. Nice read.
It's ridiculous.
Good read. That's well done.
What is this what is this whole story about trading away Rob Gronkowski? Where is this?
Hey.
Where's this coming from?
Where's the extension? Where's the restructuring?
Well, what does that have to do with dealing him away? So if he has no extension onto his contract, that makes him easier to trade to another team cap-wise, but does it make a team feel good that they're getting a player who is not really happy with his contract?
Do you think there's a chance he trades him?
Well, I think it's too late now. I don't think he's going to trade him at this juncture. No, I don't. I don't.
Well, I'm just saying, as far as like, you know.
You do?
Yeah, I'm never surprised with Bill. That's never surprised. I mean, I wouldn't be, surprised, but would I be shocked? Like, whatever the word is. Is there a chance that they're trying to work out an extension and Bill gets to the point where it's like, it's not going to get done. And now I'm concerned about the buy-in for Rob Gronkowski and moves on. Is there a chance? I mean, when you think, okay, you work out an extension, both teams are happy. Both sides are happy. We got a little restructure of a contract. Let's move forward. Gronk is all in. He's got his new deal, yada, yada, yada. The longer it goes without one, is there a chance that going back and forth? Remember, we all thought, what was that day, March 24th, when they could announce it? And that's why we don't blame Gronk for not showing up, because, you know, you're a week away from being able to sign this extension or at least restructure your contract. It never happened. Is there a chance they're butting heads, that they got close, but they're too far apart, and it's never going to happen? And the longer that goes on, Bill sits there and says, well, can't please this kid. Gone. Done. What can you get for him?
But don't you believe that the difference they're having right now is that the Patriots are probably extremely comfortable having an incentive-laden deal the same way they had last year? It worked out great for them. If the kid plays, if he makes All-Pro.
What if Gronk doesn't want?
Right.
#never again.
Well, I think that's the issue.
#never again playing for incentives.
Well, I think that's the issue. He's looking at it from the other side of it. But why would you deal him away? You have him under contract. So suddenly, what do you think? Gronk is going to pout? He's not going to play. He's not going to show up on Sunday. He's not going to show up to practice during the course of the week. What good is that going to do him? How is that going to help him in any way?
We're talking, obviously, Greg Bedard posted this earlier in the week. So he talked to an AFC personnel executive, and he says, where's the restructure of this contract? Until it's done, I still think he's available. I wouldn't be surprised if Belichick's going to test Gronk's buy-in with this contract. So, I mean, you know, I don't know who this AFC personnel exec is, but he talked to five different guys. Apparently three of them felt like Belichick was just testing Gronk's mettle.
And what did the other two say?
The other two thinks the Patriots, that Gronk will play under his current contract.
Yeah.
And they feel like Gronk put himself in a situation when he talked about retirement, and they'd be shocked if Belichick gave in and restructured at all.
I believe in that. I believe that they probably have thrown something in front of him. We've already know that his base is going from, what, 4 to 8.5. and they've thrown something in front of him, and it probably, Lou, is very similar to what they threw in front of him last year. It's incentive laden. It worked for the Patriots. You played all but two games. One of them you were injured. The other one you were suspended. But we got exactly what we wanted out of it. You became an all-pro player. You got your money. We got a great year out of Gronk. I don't know why they would suddenly, based on him saying some of the things he said in the offseason about, I don't know if I want to do it. You know, he had to think it over. He needed time to figure out whether he wanted to play or not. I don't understand why the Patriots would suddenly say, you know what, that's good enough for us. Let's just give him money. No incentives. Just give it to him. Guaranteed money. We'll just take him all the way up to $11 million. That makes no sense from the Patriots' point of view, and they don't have to do anything.
So Bedard references a story he had in March in this, too, where apparently a Belichick-friendly source, I don't know what that would be, Belichick-friendly source.
Yeah. Agreed, run a lot of those.
Agreed with my thinking, which means Bedard's thinking, that once a player makes Belichick start to contemplate life without him, Belichick starts to warm to being without that player. Quote, he imagines you gone. The longer Gronk goes without saying he's all in, the chances of Bill trading him increases, the source said. Which I can actually see, and I agree
but
with.
But I think that's accurate.
But I agree with to a point, right? You're sitting there saying, okay, if we lose this player, what do we do? And you start going over, because somebody like Bill's covering all of his bases. And you sit there and say, you know what the reality is, unfortunately for Gronk, we won a Super Bowl without him. You know, and so, yeah, we had him last year, we didn't win. So if he... If I had to trade him, what would I be looking for in return? And you start going through these scenarios, and you say, you know, I could get this, and I could get that. And then, you know what? You wake up one morning, and you say, I actually don't mind that scenario. I actually think that could work. So the longer it goes, you could actually see yourself without the player, and then you basically have convinced yourself you don't need him anymore.
So what you're going to do is you're going to make a deal like that, and the chances are you're not going to replace him in that trade with somebody who can catch the ball the way Gronk does.
Oh, it's a huge mistake if they do.
You're going the first four games with your other terrific receiver who's going to be on the sidelines suspended. He can't play. And you're telling me that Bill Belichick is going to sit there and say, I'm going to look at next year, the year after that, and 5-6 years down the road. I just don't buy this.
No, this is...
I just don't buy this.
I'm not saying it's smart. I think it'd be stupid to do.
I just don't buy it.
I wouldn't agree with it.
I don't think he's stupid.
No,
I agree with the idea, whoever said it, the Belichick-friendly person or whatever. It's very similar to what Tommy Curran was saying last year. There becomes a point...
Maybe he's friendly. Maybe he's the friendly guy.
Could be. There comes a point where Bill finally sees we're on the other side of this relationship, and maybe we need to...
See, my thing would be, you don't... This is not... You know, Dion Branch, when Tom Brady is, what, 30? What year was that? You know, or whatever it was. This isn't Wes Welker. You know, and Tom Brady's still mid-30s. This is, was getting to reality. You got 3 or 4, okay? And that, 4 being optimistic. All right, you don't have time to rebuild anything right now. This is what you got. You want to improve your defense a little bit around him. You don't trade Rob Gronkowski for the future. You know, you don't trade him to get a pick that you hope helps you for the next 3 or 4 years on the defensive side of the ball, but might not be that guy for another year or two or whatever it is. Because, again, I'll say it again. When Tom Brady leaves, there is no future. I'm telling you. When Tom Brady leaves, what good is rebuilding?
This is your Red Sox protective team.
No. This is reality.
Okay. They won't be as good. There's no question
about
it.
So why plan for Tom?
They can be okay.
You can plan life without Tom. You should be doing that.
Right.
Whether it be build your defense, whether it be build your offensive line, whether it be you get a running back another year or two to protect that the young quarterback that comes into the league.
So you don't think Bill's leaving, like everybody says, at the end of this year? This is going to be it? He's going to walk away, you know, into the sunset?
Oh, if he leaves, you might as well just
He's
move to
leaving.
Hartford.
He's not going anywhere.
He must just pick up and move to Hartford.
He's not going anywhere. He is not going
But I'm
anywhere.
Just saying, you don't build for the future at this point in Tom's career. I don't. By trading Gronk.
This makes no sense to me, and I think...
You build for the now. You have to more than ever.
No, I think we're so desperate that that's what we do right now, is that we throw stuff out there, and, you know, Bedard goes and he talks to 5 guys, and 3 of the 5 tell him that, yeah, this could be a sign, you know? Since they haven't, you know, redone his deal, they could still trade him. Well, technically, yeah, haven't given
him... He knows all those guys. He was a GM for a while, so he knows all those
He's got the all-22s, doesn't he? He goes through all that stuff. But 2 guys told him just the opposite, that they're not doing anything. And I'm in the camp with the other 2. It doesn't make any sense to me. You didn't even have Brady around in the OTAs to at least start to become familiar with the other receivers. So you're going to lose Edelman. You're going to give away Gronk in a trade. and you're going to go into the season with Tom Brady having to work his ass off in the last 6 weeks to get these other receivers ready, right? Mm-hmm. We don't even know who their receiving corps is going to be. So you're going to go from having one of the best receiving corps in the NFL to opening up the season with, I would say, very suspect receiving corps.
Roger that.
Makes no sense.
None.
It's just, this doesn't make any sense to me. I'm not sure he gives Gronk a contract. If Gronk's not willing to accept an incentive-laden contract, I don't think he gives him the guaranteed money. It worked great for them last year, and he's probably telling Gronk, hey, Gronk, it worked great for you. And Gronk's sitting there going, yeah, I had to work my ass off. Yeah, yeah, you work your ass off. That's part of the deal. You have to show up every Sunday. We need good attendance.
You do.
And we need you to play your ass off. And if you do, we give you the money.
I agree. But, you know, if you're Rob Gronkowski, you can then come back and say, okay, but I did prove that I could be healthy. You know, and you can bring up my history all you want. But the reality is that, you know, I was suspended for a game. That was stupid. Okay, but I gave you basically a full season. Right? You missed one game. And now, 2016 was a mess. I only played 8. But then I played 15, the 2 previous years. So 3 of the last 4 years, I've played 15, 15, 8, and 14, which is really 15 because I got suspended.
And as you said, missed the postseason. So that,
yeah, I wasn't healthy in postseason.
Okay. So if you're
100%.
So if you're the Patriots.
Still, 15, the last 3 of the last 4 years, I've given you 15 games.
He's getting up there in
age.
Yeah,
I've got to prove to you I'm still healthy.
He's 29. He's had a history of back issues.
Hashtag never again.
Right.
Did he tweet that?
Yes, and you're probably right. That probably related to the incentive-laden contract. I think that's what it comes down to. I think they're ready to give him a deal. The deal is very similar to what they did last year. Probably less money in the bonus now since he has a higher base. Almost, I think it's double what he got last year. But they're not going to give him guaranteed money. And I don't know why they would, since it worked out so well for them last year, and they can throw it back in his lap and say, hey, Gronk, it worked out great for you,
too.
You
know what I love, too, though? Like early in this Bedard's column, he talks about, you know, the extension of Rob Gronkowski and, you know, can you? I mean, listen, you know, Brady's still out there. But, and Shaq Mason, you got to pay him. Trey Flowers, you see what the kid in Minnesota got?
Yeah.
Like, I forget what his name was. Danielle, what's his name? Defensive end. Similar numbers. Get crazy money. So, you know, can you afford these guys? Because you got guys coming up, and Shaq Mason and Trey Flowers. I don't ever want to hear that philosophy, that theory ever again, because we already had that one. You can't pay Chandler Jones, Jamie Collins, Dante Hightower.
Well, they're right.
I'm just saying, you can't pay all of them.
No, you can't.
I mean, you know,
pay one of them.
So when you trade away Chandler Jones, it's like, well, you got to pay. You're investing in Collins and you're investing in Hightower. All of a sudden, you trade away Jamie. Now you got Jamie Collins and Hightower, and all of a sudden, here comes Malcolm Butler. Well, geez, you can't pay all 3 of these guys, right? I thought that's why you got rid of Chandler Jones, but we'll move on. Okay, fine. Which 2 are you going to sign?
We're going to
trade away Jamie Collins. Well, hey, listen, we can't sign everybody. It's Hightower and Butler are up. So now Jamie Collins gets traded. Okay, fine. Then sign Butler and sign Hightower. They make Hightower go to the free agent market. He comes back and finds out there is none. And then they lose Malcolm Butler. So for years, it's been like, well, you can't pay everybody. They haven't paid anyone to stay.
Are you doing your contract?
I don't know. I'm trying to.
You want to get something done before the season?
Who won it?
But you know what I mean? Kraft has actually said that. We can't pay everybody. And that was Chandler Jones, Jamie Collins, Dante Hightower. And then Chandler Jones left, and all of a sudden Malcolm Butler got in the mix.
But tell you what, we're going to talk about
Shaq Mason and Trey Flowers.
Yes,
we're going to fall for that trap again.
Yeah, they'll go through the same thing all over.
They'll let Trey Flowers go because they'll find another D end who can do what he does.
If he wants too much money, we know how the organization.
They're going to give Shaq Mason $12 million. Like these guards are getting $10 million. What's the guy got? 11, 12?
Paying a lot for guards right now, but I think the game is changing.
Well,
I think guards are more important. I think there's more of the game is being played. In the middle of the...
It's up to these guys, but neither one of them are coming back. I mean, they could take less, I suppose.
Yeah, but look at the Hightower. But look at the Hightower one. We all said, this is stupid. Hightower going out there and to free agency. Some team is going to pluck him. Some team is going to pay him the money. What happened? Nobody.
Nobody did.
Nobody.
Because inside linebacker, the game has changed.
Game's changed.
And it changed quickly throughout his career.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it just did. It just... When he came in the league, you're like, perfect, this is the guy in the middle. Then after a while, you said he's lost all leverage because that position just, it's all about linebackers that can cover. It's like big safeties that can play linebacker. It's small linebackers that can play safety and defensive ends and inside linebacker.
I just don't understand this whole Gronk story. And I know, you know, Bedard's throwing it out there. And as I said, I get it. You know, there's not much going on. And we're all making crap up. And he obviously talked to five different personnel executives. And he got three of the five to say, yeah, Pierce. That's it. Yeah, if they don't redo his contract, they might still deal him away. I just see right now, especially with no Edelman for the first four games, how because there's no chance he's going to win any appeal here. I mean, it's not going to happen. Why would you trade Rob Gronkowski? The only question is, you're playing a game of chicken right now. They probably have an offer on the table. It probably is all incentive laden, and they're waiting for him to say, okay, I'll finally take it. By now, they would have counted. They probably would have come back and said, oh, we'll guarantee some of it. But I don't know why the Patriots should guarantee it.
Can you imagine how much they would lose if they lost Gronkowski or traded him away?
A lot.
Oh, a pass lot. Protection, running game, just the threat of Rob Gronkowski, what he does to defenses, how he changes everything.
I don't want to talk about
that's it. We've talked before about, I can't replace Wes Welker, right? Oh, I couldn't replace Deion Branch. This would be the biggest blow of them all.
Well, they had to put 500 yards of offense on the board just to stay in the game against the Eagles in the Super Bowl. So your defense is not good enough. We don't know what it's going to look like.
We've seen him game plan without Gronk. And it's not like they're just abysmal. You still have Tom Brady. But over the course of time, it's going to be a lot easier to defend this offense without a guy like Gronk. There's no question about it.
It wears down on you after a while. I just see no way that they're going to do this. This just doesn't make any sense. I would love to sit here and say, oh, this is a good one. We could jump all over this. Yeah, who should they trade Gronk for? But unless you're going to tell me that they're going to get the next great receiver in return, then what happens to your offense if you deal Gronk? And then, as you said, you're getting draft picks? You're getting stuff for the future? So you're taking away maybe second, third most important player on the team months before the season opens up, 9 weeks before the season opens up, and then you're telling me that you're getting draft picks in return? I see zero chance of this happening. None. And I know not, you know, having a new contract worked out might be to their benefit to be able to at least do something like this, logistically do something like this, but this makes zero sense. There's no way that you deal this away.
I don't see it happening. Again, if we woke up tomorrow, if the tweet just came out that he just traded Gronk away, I would sit there and say, "Wow, it's just Bill being Bill." But I don't know how they would recover.
Well, the story's been out there for 2 days, and we've kind of stayed away from it. We've mentioned it off the air and saying, hey, should we bring this up? Should we talk about it? We've kind of said, okay.
My whole house got robbed.
His
whole house got robbed.
You know, another story's been out there for a couple of days. We should maybe hit on that a little bit.
Yeah, we'll get into some of
that. Get a little bit more of this, few more tidbits. Like we said, you know, when you hear the story about LeSean McCoy.
Unbelievable.
When a girl posts a picture on Instagram and says some of the things she says on Instagram, and then it kind of, now it's like, let's sit back and see where this goes.
Let's sit back and see where this goes
with LeSean McCoy.
I think the one thing that we can come to an agreement on is that he's right in that he was not there at the house that night.
Maybe.
It doesn't sound that way, right?
Maybe.
Okay. We got more coming up on that story. 617-779-7937 right here on
This is Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier, where the callers have a voice.
What are you listening to?
I'm listening.
You're hearing what you want to hear.
Hello. Ordway asks him a question. As soon as he starts answering, he talks over him.
Well, most of them anyway. Sports Radio WEEI.
10:43. Copy a send request. And it's going to be in reference to a female who was assaulted, hit in the head, locked in the bathroom. You will need to stage for PD on this one. We do have PD en route in reference to a home invasion where a son was taken. Timeout 3:23.
The LeSean McCoy case gets more bizarre by the hour here. Now that we got Richie Incognito involved in it,
we'll get to that
in a second. But let's start. If you missed the story initially, it was a domestic violence allegation surfaced on social media yesterday against the Bills running back LeSean McCoy. And as time went on, we found out that a friend of McCoy's girlfriend, Delicia Cordon, posted what is claimed to be a photo of Cordon with graphic facial injuries. It was really bad, along with a message that contends that McCoy is not only responsible for them, but responsible for beating his dog until it developed kidney failure, viciously beating his son for small things like peeing in the bed. Then it talked about steroids, drug use, and everything else. Right? Basically said, I know everything about you. Since then now, we have found out, because McCoy came out through Drew Rosenhaus's agent and said, no, he had nothing to do with it, not responsible, that apparently he wasn't even there, that it now turns out that this was a robbery at his house where the girlfriend still lives, okay, and has been living there for the last couple months, even though the two have apparently split. But there's even more to it than that. The only thing that the assailants demanded were specific items of jewelry that had previously been gifted to the girlfriend by McCoy. Mm. So it wasn't like he said, I want the TV, I want the computer, I want this, I want that.
I want the watch back, nope. That necklace back, I want that ring back.
Specific stuff. They knew exactly what they wanted.
So this girl who sent out that original Instagram.
Yes.
She was friends of this Delisha Gordon, correct?
Yeah.
So she actually took that Instagram post down, which kind of a lot of people are like, what does this mean? So then she came back and put another post up. And she said, Delisha's lawyer forced me to remove that post. I stand by what I said. I personally addressed LaShawn McCoy on everything that was stated many, many times over the years. Lie to these people if you want, Shady, but you know I know everything. So the lawyer was like, you got to take those photos down, right? Because they're building a case and I don't, whatever. So take
that
those
makes some, that makes some sense.
Sure.
Yeah.
But she had
sense.
To put this on there like, you know, I didn't take them down because it's not true. I took them down because the lawyer told me. But it is true. So
here's the question. The question is, was McCoy's girlfriend just the victim of a random robbery in which they came into the house, and here's where it's a stretch. They demanded specific items of jewelry, knew exactly what they were looking for, and then because she did not hand it over immediately, they started, you know, assailing her. Okay, they hit her in the face, and apparently you could see the pictures. She's got blood. Looks like she's got a gash over the left eye. It's just really.
So the statement from the attorney reads like this. The assailant demanded specific items of jewelry that had been previously gifted to Ms. Corden by Mr. McCoy, which Mr. McCoy had requested back on many occasions. So it's not just what the stuff he had gifted, but it's specifically things that he actually asked her to give back.
Yes. Yes, and apparently...
It says, in fact, after Miss Corden refused to return her jewelry gifts to Mr. McCoy, he would often suggest to Miss Corden that she should be robbed because the jewelry was expensive.
Right. He's tipping her off. He just wants her to be safe.
So these people, whoever it was, somebody allegedly went in there?
Yep.
Everything's... Did I say allegedly in front of everything?
No.
So the only stuff they took was... These specific items that they've had discussions
nice
over
computer,
before.
Nice computer, beautiful TV. Though. Look at that TV. Now, we don't need the TV. No, we're good. We're good. Oh, boy, some other nice stuff here. Now we don't need it.
That's their side of the story, right?
So yeah, that's their side of the story. And there's one other aspect to it. Apparently, in the last month, she claims, the friend of the girlfriend, she claims that there were people who showed up at the house trying to get her to vacate the house. Not McCoy, but other people. So he had apparently other people who were trying to pressure her out of the house, mm-hmm. and she would not leave the house. She called the cops at that point. So there's a history here with communication with law enforcement. So they know the situation pretty well, which I'm sure is going to be part of the case. So if you're looking at it, you know, maybe that's why he's got the name Shady. You know, you're looking at it saying, well, this doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? So he wasn't involved in it. He was not there. He comes out and says, I wasn't there that night. But it seems pretty obvious that he had people do this for him, right?
Well, I mean, that's where it's leading. That's what they're trying to get to. Now, this is her lawyer. But Richie Incognito's on the story.
Oh, God. Richie
he
Incognito
is on the story. He says, Tuesday night, he went to Twitter. I support and stand by my boy Shady.
Hmm.
I know the full story, and he didn't do it. People can be quick to make false assumptions without knowing the full story. In a separate tweet, talking of Miss Corden, he says, quote, enough with this fake lifestyle that she was living. I don't know where that's going, but then he tweeted out later, she was definitely assaulted. Police were involved, but Shady was in Florida, and she was in Atlanta. You need to talk about alibis, right? But the problem is the story that's strongly implied by Gordon's lawyers is that, listen, he might be in Florida. We're not saying it was him. We're saying it was one of his boys.
Well, I think it's pretty obvious that that's what it is.
And he went all Tonya Harding on this whole thing.
But is this the same Richie Incognito that told police that he was an NSA agent when he was arrested for throwing that dumbbell at some guy in Florida gym? Is this the same guy?
Same guy.
Remember, and he was telling people that there's a guy walking around with headphones on. And he said, I'm running NSA Class 3 documents through my phone. I can't have anybody in Bluetooth capability of me or taking any pictures of me. He's telling the police this.
Sure.
He's an NSA.
He wasn't willing to cooperate because they didn't have the proper clearance.
Police described Incognito as being in an altered, paranoid state and believed ordinary citizens were government officials that were tracking him and recording him.
Perfectly normal.
Yeah, perfectly normal.
Well, what's wrong with that? We don't think that happened.
So I think the fact that he's coming out, he read this apparently online. And so he comes out on Twitter and he suddenly discovers he knows the full story. He didn't do it. He has got no idea. But since it's Richie Incognito, when they played together up there in Buffalo, people are going to throw it out there. I would say this, that if any of this stuff is true, that he was in any way involved in it, it goes well beyond losing his job in football. He's not playing football again. If you're the Buffalo Bills, you can't take him back. If he actually orchestrated this assault on the ex-girlfriend, I don't care what she was doing or how bad she was to him or whatever. So,
So my fantasy draft's a snake draft, right? So I pick 11th, and I can come back with 14. Do you think he'll be available?
No, Lou, you're not getting. He probably won't
be available.
Might not play again.
Late round flyer?
Might not play again.
Sleeper?
I'd avoid
it.
I wouldn't.
No? Okay.
Unless you're playing.
What round is he a value?
Ezekiel Elliott of last year?
Are you playing a throwback fantasy league? Or are you playing in an actual fantasy league?
I don't even think he would help me if it's a keeper league. Okay? I think he's in trouble.
He's in trouble. He's in serious trouble. And it goes well beyond that. It's a criminal offense, and you can't just have your thugs go and beat somebody up.
And we'll see. This is just here on one side. This is our lawyers presenting a story, and we're throwing it out there. Strongly implying this, though.
But why wouldn't you have your guys, if they were going to rob the place, why wouldn't you have them rob everything? Why would you have them
take
only
a few
specific
things that aren't mine that I haven't asked for in the past, right? Take a couple extra things.
Wouldn't you do that? I mean, just take anything random.
Maybe try and put a little more effort into an alleged cover-up. Maybe not so obvious.
What's that show, The World's Dumbest Criminals? This sounds like one of those.
You're marked for True TV.
Right. What are you thinking of? If you're going to orchestrate something like this, you have them go into the place, into the home, and you don't just target stuff that you gave her. I mean, it's pretty obvious. If that's all they stole, what other conclusion can you come to in all of this?
That's a bad look.
bad
I mean, that's
look.
A bad
it's an idiotic
look.
It's
just,
look.
Just the things that you gave her you have previously in the past asked for in return. Listen, go get those damn things for me.
So wasn't that what OJ was doing when he was trying to get all of the sports memorabilia back? He was doing the same thing, wasn't he? It was all the stuff that he said the guy claimed he bought it off of him, and OJ said he stole it off of him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was trying to get all that stuff
it's
back.
His stuff
the
anyway.
Stuff they took.
That's what it's my stuff.
Yeah, it's my stuff. So that's what Shady probably did. He probably said, well, it's my stuff anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go and you can take it back. Mm-hmm. I didn't tell her my guys to go beat her up. Is that what his excuse will be this time now?
Sure.
I didn't tell him to do that. They did that on their own.
Tonya Harding.
Yeah, very good.
I didn't tell you to do that.
Very good.
Just scare her a little bit.
Scare her a little bit.
Right?
Yeah. Competition. I don't want competition.
Maybe they'll make a movie out of it.
Skatey Turner. This one might be a movie out of it. But it sounds to me like the Bills have a problem.
They could.
A major problem.
They could.
What do we have them for wins this year? We can drop it down one. What were they?
Just another
8-8, 9-7.
Just another team that is the Patriots. Boring schedule. That none of the games would mean anything.
And they made the playoffs this past year.
Because the AFC East is
right?
awful. Will be off. I don't know. The one contender is going to lose their stud, and just going to be another meaningless games that don't count for the New England Patriots until the postseason.
Tomato cans are going down, Lou. That's what's happening. The tomato cans are going down. They did make the playoffs last year, but they scored like 3 points in the playoff game, right?
Yeah, it looks like they're being predicted as a 7-9 team.
Is this before or after the story?
Oh, this would be before.
Yeah, well, there you go.
They're going nowhere.
Give him five.
They're going nowhere without this guy. So that's the latest on Shady McCoy, and Richie Incognito is getting into the act, and I think he's got absolutely nothing to do with it. He's just throwing himself into the story. All right, 617-779-7937. We get back to the phone calls right here on OMF.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
One of the reasons this is really working, this clinic is really working among players, if LeBron, if Usain Bolt, if Gronk, if Ronaldo had a clinic, it wouldn't be as believable because those are superhuman physical freaks. Tom Brady's gangly, runs like a giraffe, has an unimpressive body, is not really dynamic athletically. And so it feels like it's got to be the clinic. It's got to be the way he does it.
Colin Cowherd doing a commercial for TV12 right there, apparently, huh?
Wow.
It works, apparently, because it's Tom Brady, because he's gangly, like a giraffe.
See the video that Brady put out there juking his kid?
Yes.
So guy had a tough time juking his kid, didn't he, don't you think? I mean, he finally broke free to the left.
You mean the one in full uniform?
Yeah, but he sort of had a tough time, right? How old's the kid? 11, 12?
Did you go in the backyard with full uniform?
He kind of had a tough time breaking free. And you think that's the most mobile quarterback in the NFL?
Yes.
Did you see that video?
Yes, I did.
You want to reset this opinion?
No, I do not. I stand by my opinion on his mobility because you look at mobility for a guy like Aaron Rodgers that can run out of the pocket. Michael Vick that can run out of the pocket.
Yeah, like most people do.
Okay. No, that's running ability. To me, mobility is to avoid the people that are tackling you. And how many times does Aaron Rodgers get sacked per year? More than Brady. Those guys who run get sacked more than Brady. Roethlisberger can run. He's a big, bulky guy that can move around and run, right? He gets sacked far more than Brady. Why? Because Brady's mobility. The difference is Brady's mobility is in a 10-by-10 box.
That's all it is.
Right.
Because you get out in open space, who's got a better chance to have a defender miss him? Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady?
Lou, what difference is mobility if I do it in a 10-by-10 square or I do it in a 100-by-100
square?
We call
that pocket presence. We don't call that mobility.
I call it mobility.
Okay.
I have my own term for it, and it's overlooked. And Cowherd just did the exact same thing. He basically is sitting here saying TB12 must work, that these guys that are like LeBron, that are all built, and these are athletes. If they were doing it, people would laugh it off. The fact that Brady's doing it and playing at an advanced age at the highest level. He's the number one ranked football player by NFL.com, the NFL Network, again this
but
year.
But I disagree with that comment. That
Which
if,
comment?
Like, LeBron did it, we wouldn't be talking about and praising the program. Not if he's doing it at 34, 32, 35.
But at 40.
But if LeBron James is still doing what he's doing at 40?
Yeah.
We would sit there and say, okay, I mean, there are a lot of guys that are physically gifted. But how is he still doing this at 40?
Michael didn't do it anywhere close to 40.
Exactly. So when he says, oh, if these guys did it, it wouldn't be a big deal.
All right.
No, any athlete that's still performing at 40 like they were when they were 32, that's good. So I just disagree that if it was somebody else, it's just playing to your 40, period.
But they're missing all of this on Brady, and he's missing it as well. They're looking at him. First of all, eye-hand coordination may be off the charts. Maybe as good as any professional athlete who ever existed on this planet. Larry Bird had unbelievable eye-hand coordination. That is a huge part of being a great athlete. Most people look at athletes and they say they run fast and they jump high. That, to me, is an athlete. All right? They're not looking at the other things, like eye-hand coordination, mm-hmm. like the fact that you have control of your body, even if it's in a 10-by-10 square. That's what Tom Brady has. And he's missing it. And so they look at the body and they look at he's gangly. And he runs like a giraffe and all this. How is he able to do any of this? They can't figure it out. Well, watch the games. Watch when he drops the left shoulder. Watch when he drops the right shoulder to avoid a tackle. He does this more so in a higher manner than a guy like Aaron Rodgers does, who's running out of the pocket and eventually gets sacked. The numbers bear it out.
No, I agree. I mean, he's got better pocket presence than probably anybody in the league. You know, you know what it is? We have different definitions of mobility.
I look that's at it. To me, that's mobility.
No, I've got
pocket,
the answers
to me,
the
it's pocket
now.
Presence, but that's okay.
Let's go to Paul in Braintree. Wants to talk about Shady McCoy. Go ahead, Paul.
Yes, hi, gentlemen. It's going to be interesting to see how the league handles both this and the Brandon Browner situation. They're in the spotlight right now. Now, you know, I know you need to let the police investigation come through, but right now Roger Goodell's behind the eight ball. He's going to have to handle this correctly if this thing comes out with, you know, there's some probable cause that they did this. You know what I mean? The NFL right now is not looking good if they don't handle this right.
Listen, I agree with you, Paul, and I'll be the first to, you know, if this situation broke during the season in November,
yeah,
it's like, okay, how do you handle it? You know, I mean, okay, what do you do? Now, the fact that it happened in early July, you know, they have a couple of months to look into this, but do you take them right off the field for accusations and suspend the player without pay? And then you find out that maybe we did out in San Francisco, that the girl made everything up just to kind of, because she was pissed that the player broke up with her?
No,
then how do you get that back?
You have to let the police investigation play out and see what's going on, but still, you know.
Well, that's so you let the so you so you, if it was November, December, you let Shady walk into Foxborough on Sunday after seeing this?
No.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I know it'd be uncomfortable seeing it, and you'd be like, no, you got to take him off the field, and then you have that one case where it turns out you had nothing to do with it, and you're like, oh my god, well, now what are we doing?
Well, how quickly are we going to have an investigation here?
Well, they're lucky it's July. I'm just saying, right, that's the point. Like, if this is right, December, you pull them off the field,
right,
maybe the rest of the year, and then it gets litigated in the offseason, you find out that maybe he didn't have anything to do with it. Maybe. Maybe.
By the way, the Browner situation is another
that's
one. So if he's convicted, okay, let's hope that people don't list him as an ex-New England Patriot, because wouldn't they lead the league in murders?
He's an ex,
that were the case, wouldn't
they? What are you talking about? He's an ex-Seahawk.
That's what I would do. He played more for the Seahawks than he did for the Patriots. So let's put him down as an ex-Seahawk and then put him on their list. Because you get Carolina right now. You've got New England, Aaron Hernandez. O.J. was found not guilty, so we can't throw one on the Buffalo Bills here. But I don't think we want anything to do with Browner as a ex-New England Patriot. But if that's the case, then you know people are going to bring that up.
So I'm looking at this now. So L.A. District Attorney's Office. Apparently, prosecutors say that Browner allegedly broke into the apartment, chased and dragged the woman, and tried to smother her in the carpet. Prosecutors say he stole a Rolex valued at about $20,000. This is not.
Or maybe he gave the Rolex to her and he just wanted it back, like McCoy did with his guys. Is that possible?
That's not good.
No,
that's not good. Charged with attempted murder. And of course, I'm looking at it, right? And you're talking about what picture do they have? Brandon
New
Browner and the New England Patriots waving
already.
The towel for the Super Bowl.
That's what I was just looking at. I'm telling you, he will be categorized as an ex-New England Patriot. It's going to happen. People are going to do it, even though he played far more for Seattle, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. People will have him. Yeah, Patriots will claim him.
Ex-New England Patriot. And therefore, we take over from Ray Caruth and the Carolina Panthers. Take the lead in the clubhouse.
God, that's a bad
They got to give him at least a 4-game suspension, because that's what you gave Brady, right? So you've got to give
Shady
McCoy, at least a 4-game suspension.
Well, like I said, you got time to play this thing out. I mean, ideally, you want to investigate it. You want to get all the facts, and maybe you have enough time to do it before the season starts to find out his involvement. If he is guilty of it, he's done, and he's never playing in the league again. And again, because it's July, you have that luxury. I don't know the right answer if it happens during the season. I know what I feel like the right answer is. That's pull his ass off the field and don't let him play football.
Well, the Bills are going to have to deal with it from a PR standpoint up in Buffalo. You're already seeing that. If you look at some of the stuff up there, they're already going to have to deal with the image of putting him back out there in the field, especially now, Lou, with the climate that we're dealing with, you know, in society today. It's not going to be easy putting it back there, even having him show up. So they show up in another week and a half here for camp. Are you going to have him show up in camp with cameras and microphones in his face?
Yeah. This is the other one here. Gives it Gerrion Conley. That was the one I was thinking of, too. Recently, a couple days ago, Oakland Raiders cornerback. A woman accused him of rape last year. Remember this one, Ohio State kid?
Yeah.
And he dropped in the draft. And
yes.
You know, it turns out
he's suing her, right?
He is suing her.
Yeah.
Claim that she not only damaged his reputation, but caused him to fall in the draft. Millions in his contract negotiation. Also claimed that the rape allegations cost him an endorsement with Nike.
Yeah. Cost him an awful lot of money.
The other one was the linebacker out in San Fran.
Yeah. Reuben Foster.
I mean, the other one really was Ezekiel Elliott.
Yep.
Right? I mean, they found he didn't do anything either. But he's still got four games. I mean, their own investigator, who was a woman, went out and investigated the victim and came back and said, I don't believe her. I think she made it up.
But so this is the problem you're going to be dealing with these professional athletes. And I think it's the point that Richie Incognito was trying to get at when he was talking about the other woman and her lifestyle or whatever. So she hooks up with a professional football player. He's got a lot of money. He's got fame, etc. Probably a really nice house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so she moves in. Now they break up. She doesn't want to give up the lifestyle. She's not going anywhere. She doesn't want to leave the place, right?
Right.
So now you have an issue. And that's why there's some history to this in the stories that I've read where they tried to get her out of that house a couple of times over the last couple of months, and she isn't moving. So this something leading up to this that leads you to believe that maybe he did have these goons go in there and try to get her out of there, try to do something. Mm-hmm. You know, one of those guys is going to throw in the towel. You know he's gonna snitch.
Well, that's what you do. You investigate, try to find out who did it, then you look for the connection.
Yeah.
And then it'll probably be right there in front of you.
Yeah. You better fess up that Shady was the one that paid you to do it, or you're in trouble. You're going away.
Yeah.
You know that's how it's going to end up.
Sure.
We're going to find that it ends up
no
that
question.
Way. All right, we got another hour to go right here on OMF.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.